Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Today is Think Thursday, and we have a very, very special guest coming on with us today that's going to give us a lot to think about. But before we get started, you know we are here to keep you safe, strong, woke, happy. We help navigate you through inspiration, information, and education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration here. We're all humanitarians. We have big hearts and great love, and that is felt by all people and all things. But before we get started, I want to share this with you. Even in times of hardship, the important thing is for each of us to determine that we are the star, protagonist, and hero of our lives and keep moving forward. Putting ourselves down and shrinking back from obstacles looming before us spells defeat. So making ourselves strong and developing our state of life, we can definitely find a way through. And the person that's coming on with us today is Miss Kathy Sutton from SIERF, S-I-E-R-F. Organization. She has a lot to share with us. She does wonderful work. She's been doing this for a while, and I'm going to let her tell you all about it. But before we go, I'll give you just a little bit of music until she's joining us here so we can get everything going. Just a little bit, okay?
I'm here.
Hello,
I'm
Kathy
here.
Sutton.
I'm here.
You back there saying, I'm here. Good evening.
I'm here.
You still celebrating your birthday? I really appreciate you coming on the Karen Share with us here. This is your birthday month, and I know how you do that.
Yes, it is. I celebrated all month, although it's the lockdown. It's
okay.
The shutdown of everything, but that's okay. I'm just hanging in here.
Well, that's what you do, and that's what you teach others to do. Well, I told them a little bit about SIERF and that Sensory Integration Education and Research Foundation. And on that note, I'm going to let you tell us. You've been with us before. We started off when this started off a couple of months back, and now we're still in this. And I know
well, you know what?
Changed.
It wasn't apparent the last time I was on here. I think it was after I came on there, then that's when the whole thing started.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I really think so.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It was already started.
No, we
you're
started
right.
up.
You're right. It was a couple of months ago. Okay, you're right.
We started up because I needed you to come on to tell the parents how to help with the babies, you know.
That's
and
true.
What to look for.
That's so true. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm ready to go on.
I'm going to just let you have it and tell us all about what SIERF is about, what you do, and what we can do.
Okay, go right ahead.
No, I want you to do that. That's your baby.
Okay, you want me to talk now?
Yes, tell us about SIERF. You know, I finally got the initials down here, so we got it going on. But I want you to tell us exactly what you do.
Okay, so I'm on live, huh?
Yes, you are.
Oh, goodness, goodness. Okay, well, I was just trying to check and see. But hello, everybody out there. And it is my pleasure to join you guys and talk to you about our organization. And thank you, Linda, for asking me to come on here to spread the news about what to do. And I know this is a very difficult time through this pandemic. And those of you that are dealing with issues with your children and things of that nature, I want you to pull up a chair, get you something cool to drink, and really listen to the things that I'm going to say. Because we have been working with parents who have children that have special needs, and special needs can go anywhere from autism, Down syndrome, all the way down to ADD and ADHD, and, you know, also learning disabilities as well. So anyway, this is the most difficult time for children who have any type of special needs. And sometimes we as parents don't realize something is going on with our children. We know that something is not quite right. But, you know, when you take them to the doctor or whatever it is, or, you know, you say to yourself, they'll grow out of it, he or she will grow out of it, or he or she will get over it, and things of that nature. So I want to express to all of you, if you see something that's not quite right with your child or something, the earlier you jump on it, the earlier you pay attention to it, and the earlier you try to figure that out, the better off the child is going to be. Because if they go, if they go on without being recognized or noticed, or somebody telling you, okay, you know, this is what's going on, to get a handle on it, the longer they go on with it, it filters off into their adult life. Because what happens is they don't know how to deal with situations or the stress of situations, and sometimes they may explode or have a temper or whatever. So it manifests in something else once they get older, once they become adults, because they can't really deal with too many things. So these are the things that you need to look for. Because at one point in time, it was a time when they would say, oh, my child is bad, he won't stop running, or he just won't stop moving, so sometimes I have to spank him so he would stop. Well, no, that's not it. That's not what you want to do, because you don't want to show or demonstrate violence to your child because something's going on that he has no control or she has no control whatsoever over it. And what you want to do when you realize that they have like a hard time calming down once they get excited or whatever the situation is, then, you know, let them run its course and try to distract them from what they're doing and find something that they really like to do that would be soothing or calming or something of that nature, and have them do it. So let me give you an example, because I had a son that as soon as he hit the floor in the morning until he went to bed at night, he was constantly going all day long. So he would end up passing out at the end of the day because he was just tired, because he was just running around. And, you know, he was just going on and on. And so what I found out is that he had a sensory processing disorder. So basically, these kids have a hard time processing their senses, and they could be set off by very little things. Some kids with sensory processing disorder may have a sensitivity to sound. So if a certain sound goes off, it sets them off and they can't calm themselves down because they have ignited their whole sensory system and they're like totally on alert. And sometimes it can be very difficult calming them down. And, you know, what we look for as professionals, we look for the fact before they peak to that point, we try to catch them before they peak. But if they go beyond that point where you can catch them, then you just have to let them go through the whole process and just kind of leave them alone and let them resolve it themselves. Any kind of interruption during that process or that time is going to call a violent response. So we want to make sure that, you know, we let them, you know, kind of self-regulate themselves, because that's what they're trying to do, is self-regulate. And it's nothing against you or your parenting or anything that goes on. It's just things that happen. And basically, it's, you know, it is not it, a lot of children, you know, a lot of children and parents in the black community don't really know about these things. And, you know, they just, you know, and they just basically say, I don't want my kid labeled. I don't want this to happen and I don't want that to happen. Well, regardless if you don't want it to happen, they're going to end up being labeled when they go to school. So
right.
The whole thing about it, everybody gets put into the same criteria. So they say, oh, he has ADHD or he has ADD. And so what you need to do is take him to a psychiatrist so they can prescribe, you know, medicine for them that they take on a daily basis. But what parents have to understand, the medication that they prescribe you for the children with ADD and ADHD, once it wears off at night, then they become extremely angry. So all it's doing is subduing them during the entire day, and then once it wears off, then they can be out of control and they can be angry, which is really, really common. And the reason why they're angry and they get out of control is because the only thing that the medicine did was basically quiet all that stuff down in them for a period of time, but it didn't resolve the reason why it was happening. So we as parents need to be aware of these things. And basically when you're dealing with kids with autism or things that, or sensory processing disorders, basically what you want to do is you don't want to yell because that alerts them because they think something is wrong. You want to speak to them calmly. You want to, you know, you just want to have a very monotone voice. And also they, you know, they could pick up when you're upset, and they could pick up when you're angry. They could pick up all different type of signals from you. And that usually makes them react because they think it's, you know, oh, they're going to get in trouble or you're going to punish them or something like that. So just like I said, it's a very difficult thing, and it depends on what the child is dealing with is, you know, to wait, because there's different ways to handle it, because no two children are the same. Every child that has a disorder is totally different, and they respond to different things. So the only thing more I could basically tell you that right now we're having Zoom forums every month, the fourth Saturday of the month, and we have special guests coming in to talk to the parents and to give them more information and give them ideas of what to do. And also we're giving away free evaluations if the parents choose to have one for their child. So we do it free via Zoom. So that's about it. And basically you could check our website, which is www.surf.org, which is S as in Sam, I as in Ice, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, F as in Frank.org. So is that all you need, Linda? Any questions?
No, and you're not going to leave me that quickly because I have some things that I'd like to ask you about, because you are definitely expert in this field. I've seen you with your son through his entire life, okay, even before he was here, and how patient you were, and, you know, and I see the outcome of what happened, and I could never figure out, you know, how she is so calm. She is so relaxed. She does not let him rattle her. And he is a remarkable young man at this time. So I remember, I remember the brother coming in when he came in, and he would get stuck up under the TV, okay? Nene would get stuck under the TV, and that was like the first son, and it was like, I don't know why he does that, and he would be screaming and yelling, and I said, you know, let me show you a trick here. Put that bottle out there in front of him. Put the bottle right in front of him. Remember, I said, and he's gonna come from up under that TV. And he
did. Oh, okay.
And I never forgot that. And from that day on, whenever he got stuck up under there, he knew how to get out. I said, don't go get him. No, just place the bottle right there. And he wanted it, and he came out, and he got it. And then when
he figured it out.
Yes, he did. And then
yeah, he totally figured it out. And
yes.
This was the first son or the second son? You were talking about Nathan or Miles?
No, this was Nene was the first son. Miles came along.
Yeah,
and Nathan then that
was the first one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
then,
definitely.
Watching you and your patience, well, you've always had the patience of Joe, but, you know, with this pandemic and all of these events, and I know that there's a lot of services and resources out there for parents, how is that going now, you know, with offices not opening? How are you working that? I mean, when the therapists go out or when they need to go get resources, how is that happening?
Well, basically what happens is we give them resources where they can contact somebody
mm-hmm.
and find resources for different things. But basically now, since the pandemic is going on, everybody is doing everything online.
Right.
So it's really, you know, a disadvantage to the child. But at least the, you know, the therapists that we have can kind of talk the parents through what they need to do one-on-one or, you know, one-on-one and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, and then what we basically do is find out what the problem, you know, what the situation is, not the problem, but what the situation is and exactly the things that he's experiencing. And from that point, then the therapist will give suggestions of what to administer to the child to, you know, make him calm down or make him feel better or anything. Because usually when they get into this mode, it's so painful.
Mm.
It is so painful for them because basically when you're dealing with sensory integration issues, it's like, what kind of example that I can get? It's like trying, you know, because they basically, you know how we're able to filter out the things that need to be done first and second and third and fourth and things that are not even, you know, necessarily for us to give any attention to. Well, some of them don't have that filter.
Mm-hmm.
So when things go on, they try to do everything all at once.
Okay.
So can you imagine when you're trying, say, like it's 5 or 10 different things that are happening, and they try to do all 5 of them all at once to kind of stop the whole thing from going on. So if you can imagine, say if you're somewhere, and you have to pay attention to 5 different things are coming at you at one time. And just think of how you would react to it. So basically that's what they live with on a daily basis.
Mm. Mm. So when
anything else?
Yeah, wanna find out something. So you have the sensory issues and you have the AD, what is it, ADD?
It's ADD, ADHD, is sensory processing disorders, autism. Down syndrome falls under that spectrum of sensory processing disorder. And some people could have it stand, you know, there's certain cases where it's standalone, where it's just a sensory issue.
That's just totally sensory. And
yeah, just totally sensory. Because sensory integration and all these disorders are neurological. So when they become neurological and controlled by the nervous system, it's because the nervous system is not getting the information that it needs to get because it's blocked, basically.
Mm.
And when certain areas of your body are blocked, then you don't get the necessary, you know, you don't get the necessary blood flow or whatever the situation is to that particular area until the point where it shuts down.
It shuts
so
down
that,
on you.
Right, where it just totally shuts down. So when, you know, when you, neurologically you're not getting the sense that you need to get, or some, you know, some people, not some people, but some children and some adults, if you notice some things, the simplest way to describe sensory processing, you know how you have a certain fabric that you put on, say like how we would put on wool, you know, like wool blouses or something,
mm-hmm.
and then we couldn't stand it because it felt like it was pricking us or it would itch or things
mm-hmm.
of that nature. So, you know, and then you would say, oh, no, I can't deal with it. So you take it off. And
okay.
So just imagine a child that, you know, a child that puts on like a cotton T-shirt and it feels like something is crawling on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to give you certain examples of what's going on and things of that nature.
Hmm. So each I don't like the, each symptom, shall I say, or each area, because now artistic can go in many ways, but like with my family member, when she was young, she couldn't deal with noises, but she could take care of everything else. She's a computer genius. She listened, but it was just certain things that, and like from time to time we would do events, and like if we had performances or anything, I could get her to perform with me. She would perform side by side with me, but the room and the music had to be, it couldn't be blaring, otherwise she couldn't take it. Well, that's like artistic,
sound sensitivity.
Right?
No,
okay.
It's not really autistic, because some of the kids have sound sensitivity, and when you have sound sensitivity, it's because what happens is they probably hear things. You know, hear things that we don't even hear.
Okay.
So they have, their senses are so heightened in that particular area. So when the music is blasting or is loud, it feels like you're right in the middle of a band.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah,
or
somebody just put the music right in front of you and just blast it away. So that's what they're experiencing at that point in time.
So, with all of these different, you know, I don't like to say the word issue, the different symptoms. So, since we're going through this pandemic, say it's not affecting them, or they don't deal with it like a child that wouldn't have these conditions, because they deal with it every day, right? So with the pandemic and the parents being a little jittery, I know you say they understand your mood and stuff. What should a parent do at this time, as far as, I know you say not yelling and things of that nature, but if you have a child that has sensory,
right,
or how should the parents really express themselves? You know, because we're all going through this. You know, it's just like mental roller coasters.
Yeah. Well, that's where we get those forms. That's where we get those forms once a month to kind of have like a break from all of the chaos that's basically going on. And
okay.
So, but the input that I'm getting at some of these forums is that I had a parent on there that told me that her son is doing so much better since he's been at home.
Mm.
And so what happened was she was working every day, and I told her what to do in order to be able to stay home, and she could still, you know, receive a check and just stay home with her son. And so she said ever since she started doing that, he improved so much better.
Hmm.
And see, sometimes, you know, like they have certain classes for those children, and basically when they go to school and they have all those classes for the children, what they fail to realize, because sometimes they have, you know, there's usually more than one kid in the classroom, because you can't have one child,
right,
in the classroom. But the fact of the matter that is all these other distractions that are going on, it's hard for them to focus, because there's somebody always either somebody's yelling or somebody's running or somebody's complaining or whatever the situation is. So it gets very difficult for, you know, somebody to, you know, focus in that type of environment.
Hmm.
So that, you know, that is, you know, that's about the size of it. But some parents have, you know, specifically stated that the kid is doing much better since he's at home. And then other parents are totally overwhelmed.
Of course.
Because, you know, the little break that they got during the day, that no longer exists. And with this distance learning is something really to adjust to, because I have two grandchildren and I've been distant learning with them.
Okay.
And it's like both of them, have Zoom, you know, they have Zoom meetings with their classroom at the same time, and it's like, yikes, you know. And then, you know, and then they have their little assignments they have to do. And, you know, it's just, it's really something. So basically what happened was towards the end of the whole session, they got to the point where they were able to sit in front of, you know, sit in front of the laptop or the computer or whatever, and they were able to handle it on their own because they were in, you know, they got used to the rhythm of it. So,
okay.
And they started beginning to do well because, you know, you do well when, you know, like you do well when you when there's no distraction around you.
That's true.
And that's how I dealt with both of my sons because I schooled them at home.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I homeschooled both of them.
Yes, you did.
And they did. Both of them did very well.
Well, I just enjoy you telling me these things because, like I said, I've watched you, and I know how you operate, and I know the great things that you do out in the community and for the parents and stuff. And I was thinking, because I don't know actually what symptoms go where, but I know that all children can feel what's happening in the household. They can move according to your mood. But from what you share with us this evening, Kathy Debbie Sutton, it's like, you know, you can't feed into that because you are the most, you have the patience of Job and the most calming, soft-spoken person. I mean, I would hear things happening in the background and it wouldn't be bothering you at all. You say, well, in that case, you just don't get this. And you never, you know, fed into it. I was going to work for LSUSD, and I was going to work with special needs children, and at that time I didn't feel that I had the patience because it takes the patience and the empathy to work, and you can't show a difference with those children when they're mixed in with the other. You can't show a difference. So that didn't set too well with me. I have had classes that I've had, you know, either one or two children in that have special needs and of different sort, but I never had the really violent, you know, and the not understanding. Now that we've talked with you and you've shared with us, those things set them off. And you and I know about medication. It's only there to mask it. It doesn't get
to the
root of it.
Oh, I know. It's there to mask the whole problem. And when the medication wears off and the problem still exists, but what happens is once the medication wears off, then the problem, just think of the problem, is 10 times what it was in the beginning.
Okay, because of that anger is there. They're not wondering
that
what.
Anger is there. They're not happy. You know, they're not happy. They're very angry because they're not, you know, like, it's like some of the medication is so overwhelming until, like, they drool and feel mummified. And then as soon as they come off of it, they're angry because they're wondering, why am I taking this?
Mm.
And they feel, you know, they feel like, they just feel like that they're unable to do anything, and anything they try to do is just so awkward because they're under the influence. But
right.
there's some that do need, you know, calming and everything. And basically, you know, just like I said, our organization deals with calming in certain ways or non-medicinal ways.
Okay, I got you. Well, you know, I'm about that non-medicinal way. And whenever I think of my childhood, and, you know, you always think back because, you know, I always had that mouth and I was very defiant and I was going to say what I had to say. So they didn't know what to do with me.
Mm-mm.
So they took me to the doctor, and the first thing they wanted to do was give me medication. So my parents said, I don't think so.
Of course.
She'll come out of that.
The whole thing about it is most of these children are extremely brilliant. And
yes, they are.
You know, they excel far more than, you know, like their equals. But they excel in one particular thing. So basically for a parent, find out what their niche is. Find out where their strength is at. And what you do when you find out what their strength is, you take that strength and you can build other things into it through the strength. Because some of them like music. And if they like music, use music to, you know, help them perform this or perform that. Or say some of them like to draw. So use the art, you know, use the art techniques and, you know, tell them, well, draw me how you feel, you know. Tell, why don't you draw me a picture of how you feel right now or something like that. And it's all about being calming and having a calming, soothing tone, excuse me. But I'm going to tell you right now, you know, a lot of children that are that sensitive, they could sense anything about you. They could sense the negativity in you. They could sense the fact that you don't mean well, and then they want you away from them.
I got you. I understand. And when you speak of music and things of that nature, I wanted you to speak about the, what is it, bring your lunch brunch that you have on the second Saturday.
Yeah, bring your
Saturday.
Own brunch.
On the second Saturday,
and it's coming up Saturday, July 25th, and I have not confirmed all my guests, but I'm going to have Dr. Dominique Coleman. Shush. I'm talking. I will answer you when I get off. I don't know. That is Miss Mariah.
I got Miss Mariah looking like a grandmama, just like her. I've seen her picture. So let me ask you now, if someone, you have to invite persons into this Zoom so that they can get the link, right?
Right. They would have to, because I haven't set it up on the website yet, because I'm waiting to get the flyer together, and I'm going to have it together probably by hopefully within a day or two.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll advertise it on the website. And I am, you know, because I'm going to set up a way you could register, because the last time we got Zoom bombed,
I got you.
Yeah, we got Zoom bombed, so we're going to have to put a little bit more security on there.
I understand what you're saying, you know, and I have to laugh over here because, you know, my word has been I'm a boomer, not a zoomer, but I've had to, like, break down and make that stretch, and I'm enjoying it. I'm learning more and more about it. Whereas, you know, there's a lot of things that can be done with that, and we're working on it. But I'd like to find out, because if you're not full.
Do you think it is?
Thursday.
Yes, thank you. So why are you asking
me
if you know what day it is?
Thursday, okay?
No, she already said it's Thursday.
Okay.
She knew what day it was.
Yes, since birthday is next Thursday?
I don't know.
I love that diction.
Next Thursday?
Can you wait till I get off the phone?
It's Thursday.
Excuse me. Can you wait till I get off the phone? Thank you very much.
All right, Miss Calm and Soothing.
They're letting me know my time is up now.
Yes, they are. But, you know, I appreciate you and I appreciate them for giving us this time, because it's been so helpful. Kathy Sutton, I'll be looking out for that if you're not Zoom bombed and I can get an invite in. I'd like to sit in on that. Just to get
Definitely. I think I did send you something. I did send you a text of how to get in there.
Yes.
But I will send it again, because I'm getting ready to do the email blast to let everybody know that it's coming up on the 25th, and we're going to offer free evaluations for your children.
Okay.
And you know, that's about it, because sometimes to get an evaluation of your child or anything, sometimes it takes a lot of fighting with the school district. If you're not fighting with the school district, then it's very expensive. So we're offering them for free right now.
Let me ask you, now when you give them the evals on the child, is that on a 101 or is everybody there?
No. This is private. It's with the parent and the child, yeah.
Okay.
I know,
because
it's very difficult to evaluate anybody when there's a bunch of people there. No, of course. That's not a good idea.
I'd like to go to these I can't remember the name of it. It's a big event that comes to the city, and there's like metaphoric stuff and spiritual stuff, and it's held in at the hotel, and it's like booths and vendors and stuff, and you walk up to people, and they're out there, oh, let me give you a reading. I look at them like they're crazy. How in the world can you tell anybody about anything you see with all this activity going around here? And it just
cracks me
up.
Okay, you know, how are you going to focus on anything with
you can't
stuff going
focus.
On you
that's
around?
Like, excuse
no,
you me?
Cannot. No,
you know,
cannot.
So that's like,
and that's
you
why
know,
we say, that's basically why we say when we're doing our Zoom forums, Bring Your Own Brunch, basically what we say is that you can ask questions, you can send, you know, you could send us, you could chat with us,
mm-hmm.
and you may have a question, then we'll recognize you, and if you want to answer, if you want to ask the question, you know, yourself, or we'll, you know, we'll put the question out there for you.
Okay.
And then we will allow the parent who asked the question, if they have any follow-up questions, they can do that as well.
Okay.
But as far as being one-on-one with the child, that happens in a private Zoom room.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's getting ready to get noisy over here.
I know.
Like,
well,
okay,
you know what? I just want to say to you, thank you, and just give us one or two to three words that you can leave for the parents. I know we want them to look for this flyer information for July 25th.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be up on the website. Let's see. I should put it up there by the end of this week. And I'm just figuring out what avenue that I want to do to get everybody to register, because it's like I said, it looks like I'm going to have to start getting people to register for this event.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just can't open it to the public because some people don't know, you know, how to act, you know, for those things. And they think that the things they do is absolutely
Yeah, well, that's
funny.
Why I don't open up my lines, because I don't like controversy. So if I don't know you're calling, you're just on. I'm not picking it up. If I don't recognize the number, you're not coming in unless I open it up for that, because that eliminates. But on that note, give us
a
word.
Oh, it eliminates
a
lot of nonsense. But just like I said, to parents, just, you know, only thing you, what you do, I could leave you with this thing. Find out the things that your child does best and just, you know, focus on that and just, you know, further develop those strengths that they have. And eventually everything will begin to fall in place. So if you focus on their strengths instead of their weaknesses, they'll be much happier people.
Yes, and I wrote that. Find out where the child's strengths are and develop them, but use the focus. Kathy Debbie Sutton, you know, we love you here. Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, everybody. This is Kathy Debbie Sutton. She's inspired us, informed us, and educated us. She'll be back again. I'm going to hold her to it, and I'm not going to keep you from those grandbabies.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, Linda, and thank you for having the show for your parents and everything. And just like I said, they're all invited, and we will give you the information. We'll have the information up on the website, which is surf.org. Okay.
And I'll put
Talk
it out there
soon.
For you. You let me know where you're standing, and I'll definitely do my part. We love you. Thank you, and continue to stay calm and soothing to those babies.
Okay,
good
love
night. You too, and you have a good one. Good night. Thank you. Ow. Ooh. Ooh. I know a lady. Y'all, ain't nobody crying.
Help me here. I'll take you there.
Help me on.
You're on the air. This is Think Thursday. I hope we have cared and shared enough with you to give you something to think about. Kathy Sutton, CEO of Surf Sensory Integration Education and Research Foundation. Take care of those babies. If you recognize something in a child and you see a parent is in denial, kind of like lead them. Get them to some resources so we can help our babies. Have a great evening.
As around the sun, the earth no she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind secure that I'll be loving you always. Now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow.